Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for joining me again for another weekly video. Today, I want to talk about something that is most talked about in our communities, in our online forums, in our live tribe calls, in the roundtable live calls. Guys talk a lot about what's the difference between Good Guys to Great Men and all the other crap out there. And when they say all the other crap out there, a lot of them are saying, what's the difference between you guys and marriage counseling? And why isn't marriage counseling working for me? Why is marriage counseling making things worse? And what's the difference between you guys and all the other Save My Marriage companies out there, all the different counseling services and coach training programs where they promise to save your marriage in 7 easy steps or 7 short weeks or whatever the promise is? We only make one promise at Good Guys to Great Men. We promise that we're going to teach you how to be a happy, confident man who feels full and chronically happy on a daily basis. Why do we say that? Why do we say that we care more about you than we care about your stinking marriage? And we grin when we say that. Why do we say that your marriage doesn't matter to us as much as you matter to us? It's because we know the secret behind all of the bullcrap out there, that there is no such thing as a happy marriage. There's no third entity. There's nothing that is different from you or different from your wife. There is only you and only your wife. Some people think that marriage is some kind of protocol, some kind of set of procedures, easy steps, 7 easy steps. Maybe we should read a book or do this process we learned at a retreat. Maybe some exercises when we get home to build connection and closeness. All of that stuff is good when you have 2 healthy people who are generally happy and generally interested in keeping this relationship together. Now, I said relationship, I didn't say marriage, because you have to stop blaming some idea that there's a third party involved. This marriage, this thing called marriage, this agreement, this ceremony that somehow promised you that you would always be happy and that she would always love you and she would always want you and make you feel loved and desired and give you all the attention and affection you needed. Every man thinks that there's something outside of himself that's supposed to give him those things, to feel wanted, to feel needed, to feel significant. And what we at Good Guys to Great Men have to offer you is a perspective that totally divorces you of all that bullcrap thinking that there's something outside of you that's supposed to be better. Shouldn't she be doing this? If only she could do more of this. If only we were blah, blah, blah. The thing we know about men in crappy relationships, the first thing they need to look at, which they haven't looked at yet, is their 50% of the solution. We teach men that being happy, confident, self-reliant, having a passion for life, having a grin on your face, having a smirk as you wake up every morning, and being a man who's passionate about who he is being and what he believes in and what he wants, that is a starting point. And if you don't have that, there is no amount of counseling, which is why counseling is failing for you, by the way, because if you don't show up as a secure, happy, healthy man, there is no amount of counseling that's going to do that for you. This is why all the other marriage tools and promises and procedures and protocols and exercises cannot help you if you yourself are experiencing a daily sense of discontentment, a daily sense of dissatisfaction, a daily sense of disappointment in your body you just wake up with all day long. There's nothing that can fix that. Nothing is going to help your relationship more than you becoming more happy, more contented, more satisfied, more full. And you cannot use your relationship as the barometer for that. A happy, healthy, full, affectionate sexual relationship is made up of 2 happy, healthy, full people. Don't try all these other gimmicks and tricks and even marriage counseling that it's designed to somehow trick your brains into loving each other again. There is no such thing as tricking your brains into loving each other. There's no way to manipulate or control or trick her into loving you more, wanting you more, giving you more attention or affection. That cannot be done. That's an organic result of 2 people connecting in a safe place where they feel seen, heard, and understood, and safe to be themselves. Now, why aren't I saying this to women? Well, I actually am. There's a lot of women who watch this channel. And some women could watch this video and go, holy crap, I haven't been holding up my end of the bargain. I've been criticizing and complaining. I've been whining. I've been belittling. I've been ignoring. I've been withholding. And I've been all these things. Some women can do that. Some women could say, holy crap, I need to fix my half of this equation and see what happens with him. Well, we don't talk to women about that. Although if you're a woman watching this, I hope you do that. Some women do. We also know that in a relationship between a man and a woman, many, most, almost all women are dying for him to provide some level of leadership, some level of encouragement, some level of direction, some level of belief. Don't ask me why this is true. It just happens to be true in most heterosexual relationships. The woman is waiting for the man to take the first step. Now, a lot of guys will say, how can I lead if she won't follow? We're not talking about you leading her to the movies or asking her for sex. We're talking about leading yourself. Remember, I said you can be a full, happy, healthy, confident, satisfied, content man who wakes up with a passion, a spark in his step, and a twinkle in his eye every morning. That's the guy she originally wanted to be with when you first met. And for some reason, and I know this is true for me, when you get into a committed, romantic, monogamous relationship, usually called marriage, you start to lose the spring in your step, the passion for life, and the twinkle in your eye. And she becomes the only source of the twinkle you look for. And no woman wants to be the spark in your eye. She wants to see you have a spark. She just doesn't want to be the center of that spark, which is why when we get insecure, unhealthy, we start looking to her for everything. More affirmation, more approval, more affection, more sex. We think that would make us feel better. So I know I'm all animated here today. I think maybe I had one too many cups of coffee. What I want to tell you, the difference between marriage counseling, marriage retreats, and all the other save your marriage crap out there is that if a man does not recognize that he himself alone is responsible for achieving a personal place of contentment and self-satisfaction, self-respect, self-reliance, a skip in your step, a twinkle in your eye, if you don't believe that that is your job and only your job, you're going to have trouble with your marriage. You'll never save anything because you can't inspire her to want to be different, to want to connect more deeply. You can't get her to build trust with you, to feel safe with you. If everything you do is being measured by her approval or satisfaction with you, she can never connect with you safely. So what I want to do is offer you a chance to join a community of men who are grinning when they wake up with a spark in their step and a twinkle in their eye because they know that the path to lifelong contentment and happiness, hopefully with your wife, this is why I say I don't care about your marriage because I know you taking care of you is the only thing you can control. Hopefully with the result of you two coming back together closer. But you have to take the first step. You have to own your part of it and understand that your masculine energy holds a leadership component that has to be brought forward first. If you don't believe that, that's okay. You can go back to the marriage retreats and counseling and all that stuff. But we're here to tell you we know there's a truth that is bigger than that. That's why we want to invite you into trying us out and getting involved in our community and talking to other men who have already made these changes and are seeing some pretty incredible results in their life. Anyway, thanks for watching this today. I really appreciate your time and I'll see you on the flip side. Bye-bye.